This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side.
We are back again at it.
I don't give up easy. Like a bad rash, I keep coming back. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, listen, seriously. I will take, you know what I said earlier? Did I say the 25th? 25th, okay, 25th. See if we can get there. I'll take the 25th email or I get, I don't want to say caller because I don't want to inundate. Right? But I'll take the 25th email. All right? That's simple. And I'm giving away the CD, a DVD, not CD, I'm old, DVD, Defending the Constitution. It's by Brad Stein, Rick Green. And it's, you know, I probably watched this thing 20 times, along with a couple of his other ones. And they go through and discuss what our founding fathers were going through. And it's not dry, and it's, I'm telling you, it's not boring. Not dry, it's not boring, and you'll enjoy this so much. And it's all free. I'll just send it to you. You don't have to buy anything, you have to do anything. All you have to do is let me add your email address to my mailing list. And if you're already on there, so be it. 25th email I get that says, I want the DVD. That's all you got to say. I want the DVD, and I'll announce it at the end of the show, okay? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Green is going to join me in a few minutes. And when you hear some of the things the Democrats are saying about what they're going to do with the court, how the president is, you know, what he's doing is illegal, unconstitutional. And I think I told you, I don't know if I did the story the other day, but I think I told you, Wolf Blitzer, who I'm not a big fan of, really, he pushed back on a Democrat congressman about the fact that he kept saying, what specifically is Trump doing? Not that I want to stick up for Trump. Not me, but him. But what exactly was Trump doing that was against the law? That was against the Constitution? Well, frankly, the problem was they couldn't come up with anything. Right? It was that simple. And so Blitzer comes back and says again, then you can't make that statement unless you can specifically tell me what he's doing. Because it's with, and he read the constitutional, Blitzer read where in the Constitution it gave the president the right to do that. And he went a little further with it. You know, he says, you know, frankly, he's bound to do it by law, by the Constitution. It's not an option. So, you know, again, it's time to buy a lottery ticket, or maybe we are at the end. Maybe we are in the book of Revelation. You know, Dems went crazy with this. One Democrat stood out real far, and he said, quote, the president picking a SCOTUS justice before an election is illegitimate and illegal. Do you know who that is? Senator Richard Blumenthal out of Connecticut. Democrat senator out of Connecticut. And Richard says, I'll oppose the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, as I would any nominee propose it. No, and which is a lie. You know, if Trump lost it for an hour and nominated some far left-wing, abortion-loving justice, they'd be all over it a positive way. Right? So when Blumenthal went on CNN, he thought it was going to be a cakewalk, right? I mean, they usually are for those people. They go in there, and they're never really called out. But the CNN host did call him out, you know, on the false accusations. And when he was asked about it, he said, well, what are the Republicans doing that is illegal or legitimate, Blitzer asked. Because, you know, he said the Constitution delineates exactly how nominations to the court are supposed to go down. Constitution says the president has to nominate Supreme Court justices. The Senate has to advise and consent and confirm. So what is illegal about what the president did? Blumenthal, again, started stumbling all over himself. Couldn't give Blitzer an answer. He muttered something about timing. You know, that the vote of this nominee will literally end at the end of October. A handful of days before the election. You know, they want a 4-4. Ruling by the court should something come down. Now, you know, the look on Blumenthal's face, figured, okay, I'm out of this one, no problem, right? Blitzer comes back with, and I can't believe this is Blitzer, really, seriously. Where does it say that illegitimate in the U.S. Constitution or in the law? Where does it say that what they're doing is illegal? Blumenthal stopped to think. I mean, he had to be thinking to himself, hey, all right, he's got me. And had to admit that there was, you know, had to know that there was nothing illegal, truly or illegitimate, just talking points from the left. Right? So Blumenthal decides to do what Nancy Pelosi does. Well, it's an unwritten rule. Isn't it great? So Blitzer says it again. Illegal, it may be not under the Constitution, but under the norms and traditions and unwritten rules of the Senate, it's illegitimate. Well, the rules are not the law. The rules are what you guys agreed to on how to conduct yourself. Like wearing a tie and a pair of pants when you're in session. Maybe Rick Green can help me with all this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Remember what I told you, right? 25th email that I get. You get a copy of Fresh Off the Presses. I just got them in yesterday. Defending the Constitution, although I don't like the subtitle, without shooting anybody. There's no fun in that. Anyhow, but you get a free copy of that. I'll send it to you. It's got Brad Stein and my guest, Rick Green, did this together. I love this, Rick. I've seen this about 20 times, and I never get bored with watching it. And I'm glad to see you had Brad Stein's hands tied behind his back. Otherwise, I'm sure he would have broke something.
It's the only way to keep him out of trouble. Trust me on that. Oh, man. Good to be with you, man. By the way, of all the radio shows I do, you got the best weekend of lead out music.
Actually, I picked it all. And sometimes people make fun of me. They say I'm stuck in the 70s and the 80s. But I love it.
No, I think it's fun. I love it. It's
got to be fun. Well, thank you for that, all right? So those of you who send me emails and tell me it's terrible music, just stop, because I'm not going to change it anyhow. So, so you're in the East Coast right now. You're stomping around some great places. And what are you doing? What are you putting together? What's come on? Tell me, just you and me. What's up?
We had a great time tonight. We filmed in Independence Hall, so we were in the very room where the Declaration of the Constitution were done. In fact, it's the room we shot that video you're talking about, the Constitution, without shooting anyone with Brad Stein. And it's the first time we've been in there and actually filmed in a while. In fact, my kids were very young when we shot the Constitution class, Constitutional Live, and they got up and, you know, talked about the different amendments and Declaration and did what they used to do when they were little and reciting and stuff. But tonight we had a really fun time talking to them as grown-ups and about how it's different how once you get older. And they were just, it was really neat to hear them describe how at some point, you don't even know when that exact moment is, but you realize how much you love America, and you start to realize why. Even though they've grown up around it, kind of like you growing up in Boston and growing up around that history right there, they've grown up going to places like that with me. But as they got older and began to see the challenges in our country, they have a totally different appreciation for it. So we had some fun recording that, you know, filming that tonight. We're going to add it to our Constitution class so that when people watch them as little kids reciting stuff, then at the end of the class, on the last video, they go, okay, here's the grown-up kids, and they talk about how important it is to fight for these things. So anyway, we had a great time. I love Philadelphia. I love Independence Hall. It's probably my favorite. It is my favorite historical location on the planet. It's just so much stuff happened there. So it's kind of neat to walk in the founder's footsteps tonight.
Look, whether you're like into history or not, you and I were talking about this during the break, growing up in Boston, later on, when you start hearing the stories and you go, well, wait a minute, I lived right there. I was right around the corner from that. I think I told you during the break, you know, we used to sneak into the Cops Hill Cemetery and we would scare people on Halloween night. And that cemetery is old. It's as old as this country. You can see the bullet holes still there, you know, and the slate headstones. They used to use slate for the headstones. And you don't really realize the history that's around you. The meeting, the churches were meeting halls back then. They weren't just churches, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of the epicenter, right? I mean, that's where I think where people got their news, really. You know, was from the pastor and from the things that would happen there at the church. It was the epicenter of the community.
Yep. Yeah, it's where people get. And now they don't even want you talking about church. They don't even want to let you go to church. So.
Right,
yeah, what a ride.
And honestly, I mean, to be blunt, though, even those of us in the church, I say us, I mean church in general, don't want it to be the epicenter anymore. They don't want to talk about the hot issues of the day and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, pastors back then in the founding era, whatever was happening in the news or in the world, they preached about that and they talked about that and they, you know, helped to formulate ideas of how do we respond to this stuff. Not just political like what we think of as political, but even if you had a weather event or just something in the world happened, then you go, okay, well, this thing happened. How do we look at that from a biblical perspective? I think we need to return to that in the church, at least, and say, you know, look, the Bible applies to everything. We should make the church the epicenter of the community again.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Although in California, we might need to make it its own country at the rate it's going. I sent you some stuff earlier.
Right.
The egregious stuff that Governor Newsom is doing. And the funny thing about it is I've had a couple of senators, state senators on the show in the last couple of weeks, and they're telling me, look, bottom line is they gave him the power thinking it was just going to be a short period of time. Nobody thought to put an end date on it. It ends at the end of this legislative cycle. But he's got total power of authority to do anything he wants to do. And, you know, right now there's things going on where there's a contract given out by the governor that wasn't checked by anybody in the legislature. And we're spending $35 million to air ads about mail-in voting that nobody has checked and nobody has agreed to. And he's not releasing the contract. So
I wish I could say what I would normally say to you, Joe, and it's just California, normal people need to move out. Well, but you know what? It's happening all over the country, even in the mecca of freedom, Texas. My governor did a $300 million contract for contact tracing on the COVID thing with zero legislative approval, all on his own.
Wow.
Very similar to some of the stuff that you're talking about, changing election dates that are set by the legislature. It absolutely is not the power of the governor to do that. So I wish I could say it's just, you know, in Texas we say the left.
Wow. And he's he's an old-time Republican, so it's not like he was pressured by the people who just moved there. He knows better, doesn't he?
Absolutely. No, that's why it's such a disappointment, because, you know, you kind of expect, well, you know, kind of, you expect it from a Newsom or from, some of these other Democrat
governors
around the country.
De Blasio, and, yeah, I know.
Yeah, absolutely. You expect it. And so when some of these Republican governors jumped on this bandwagon, and some didn't, I mean, Kristi Noemann, South Dakota, did fantastic, a couple other ones did fantastic, and then some of them that made the mistakes early, like DeSantis in Florida, and who did some of the shutdowns, figured out really quickly, hey, this thing's not anything like what we thought it was going to be. This is nuts. We gotta back off and get people their freedom back. And so he corrected course. Man, my governor refuses to do that. Most politicians won't. DeSantis is a lot more. I don't even know what the right word is. I mean, he's kind of got a little bit of that Trump quality of, I don't really care what anybody thinks. I'm just going to do what I think is best. So he thought that was best early on in the COVID thing. Then he quickly realized it wasn't, and reversed course. Even when the media was just raking him over the coals, he's going to kill people, blah, blah, blah. We need more governors that are not, just looking for immediate whatever's in the poll that's popular. We need more governors that are willing to say, I'm going to do the right thing regardless of what it costs. I'm going to stand by principle. And unfortunately, there aren't many Republican governors even willing to do that.
You know, it's interesting. You and I have had this conversation in the past about a lot of conservatives don't step up the way they should. And I had something happen recently. Now, being a school board member, I'm getting a couple of hundred emails a week. Open those schools. We want you to open those schools. We don't have that power here. But after the break, I want to tell you what some of the constituents did. And it makes guys like me sit back and go, okay, are we really fighting? Are we really fighting for something that people want? I want to talk to you about that inside the break. Joe Mussini, your host. And we're going to talk about the debate. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
45,000 people will be affected. That's the number of airline workers who will lose their jobs immediately. They're said to be furloughed or laid off altogether. The airline can no longer continue to employ them due to the Coronavirus CARES Act. It was passed back in March, and now it will expire. The government's payroll support program for the airlines will be allowed to expire with no deal reached to extend it. That means airline companies will begin laying off people immediately. Two of the nation's biggest airlines say with no compromise on Capitol Hill to extend the program, they're forced to move forward with their long-planned furloughs in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. American Airlines is most affected, with 19,000 people set to be laid off. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Every time I hear this song, what a meaningful song! I mean, the guy sold millions of these with the term I don't even know how you write that. Anyway, God bless. Maybe I should try songwriting. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's the big thing. Stop reading off your Twitter. And get informed, get real information so you know what the heck you're talking about. Well, here's somebody who knows what he's talking about for real. Rick Green joins me as he does like every other week. I so much appreciate it when he does because he's got a real grasp on what's going on between the Constitution and really what your rights are and how to push back. We're not pushing back. I mean, what did our founding fathers die for? Nothing? Was this just an exercise for these people? I mean, seriously. Rick, welcome to the show.
Man, I got to tell you, bro. No kidding here either. And, some of your listeners may think I'm just blowing smoke up your skirt here. But, I mean, it really becomes real to me when I step into Independence Hall like we did tonight. And I think about how few fought and how few engaged in even the debates in those rooms and were willing to sacrifice, willing to be the leaders back home in their communities. And I just want to tell you, man, I am thankful for you. And I think that, honestly, all the years that you've been doing this, that I've been doing this, for such a time as this, all of that has almost in some ways been preparation for what's happening in our nation right now. And for you to be able to articulate freedom and what it's about, to recognize the lies of the left and call them out on it when you see it, all of those things you've done for years, I just really believe your platform's going to continue to grow. I think God's used you in a mighty way already there in California, but also across the country as people listen to you. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate you. I thank you. This is a year where we realize how important it is to have people like you. So I just, man, to your listeners, guys, he did not ask me to say anything like that. Certainly didn't flip me a $20 bill to do it.
I have to send him a check now, I guess. I don't know.
But I'm with you, man. I mean, I couldn't help but think about that tonight. It really is. It's true.
So you and I met, and this is, you know, this is why you called in, but you and I actually met for the first time face-to-face when you came out to do a prayer breakfast out here in my area. And I had, you know, I'd watched you in line, and I'd watched David Barton, and you know, no disrespect to David, but you exude this stuff. When you're talking about this stuff, you are genuinely excited and lit up about this history. And you and with you with Brad Stein, when you're in Independence Hall, this is a reality that you're looking around and you're talking about it, and you're talking about what these guys had to put up with. And some of you people who grew up in California, you have no idea what it's like to walk through the wet snow in the middle of the winter, and you know, there's a wind that's whipped up, you got a northeaster moving through there. I grew up in that stuff. And when you think about what these guys had to fight for, so you can sit back today. God forbid, you know, if you really want to get blasted by me, send me an email again. Tell me one more time how you have a job and you're afraid of losing your job. When our founding fathers lost life, they lost property, lost families, and they knew, as you said, Rick, when you were talking about them signing the Declaration of Independence, you could have heard a pin drop in the room because every one of them knew they were basically signing their death warrant, right?
Hey, man, no doubt about it. And I mean, the fact that they were willing to do that, knowing the sacrifice, knowing what they were going up against, and knowing that the odds of winning were slim to none. I mean, this was the most powerful military on the planet they were taking on. This was the mother country was, you know, viewed as impossible to defeat, and yet they said, we're willing. We're willing to stand up for what we believe in and fight for it. And I think you're 100% right. I mean, when you say that and you think about people that aren't willing to take a stand or even speak truth in the environment that they've got, because they're afraid of everything they're going to lose in terms of their job or a friend or whatever it is. I mean, I remember 25 years ago when I was in the legislature and I had supported me my first round and second round, he was getting pressure from the Democrats not to, you know, be so vocal. And he had a couple of businesses in town and he didn't want to put my signs up, and he put my signs up before, but he said, Rick, hey, listen, I got Democrats that shop with me too, and I just can't afford to lose the business. And all I could think was, I mean, my goodness, if you're not willing to lose a little bit of business to preserve freedom, I said, you deserve for the other guy to win and for you to lose taxes and you know, have more regulation and end up losing your business because you're not willing to just speak out on what you think is the right way to run the state or the country. There's a spirit of fear, man. I mean, there's just enough courage out there. And I think this fear that COVID has created, on the bad side, it's created a lot of sheeple out there. But on the other side, it's revealed the courage and the character and the tenacity of the patriots that are saying, you know, I'm tired of sitting back and being quiet. I'm Amen. Willing to risk everything if that's what it takes.
Amen. I'm getting calls from people from Massachusetts. I mean, my home state that I thought we had lost, and they're calling saying, look, Joe, this state is turning red. You don't realize how many patriots there are. And Boston people, I don't know if you've noticed, they tend to be a little outspoken. You know what I'm saying? So...
No, come on. I've always thought them to be, you know, quiet, shy,
laid back,
reserved people like you.
Africans.
Like you.
Yeah. But all right, so let's talk about the slugfest, you know, the high school, you know, playground fight that happened the other night, the debate.
But you're talking about the kindergarten class last night a fight on the playground. It felt like it was awful. It was a disaster. I mean, I have a lot of friends that, in fact, one of my friends I was filming with tonight, he said, man, I couldn't tweet or put anything on Facebook because I'm watching everybody else try to come up with nice things to say about Trump that we, you know, are supporting. But I couldn't do it. I just wasn't going to, I mean, it was awful. It was awful. Both sides were awful. Chris Wallace was awful. It was an absolute disaster.
Now, Rick, I can't say you've definitely been there, but as you know and read about me, I've been there. I have been there when they're constantly pounding on you. You know, I'm not the president, I'm on a school board, but when they're constantly pounding on you for your belief system, for who you are, what you stand up for, and that kind of stuff, and you do get frustrated at times. You know, the only difference is I've been able to, me of all people, when I'm in the middle of a debate, I've been able to grab my tongue and not say anything. But, you know, part of what, you know, you had Chris Wallace there, and I'm not sticking up for the president because he's stronger than that. He could have pulled it off. But you've got Chris Wallace pounding on you. You know, you the same old lies are coming up time after time after time. And then Joey B, which is what I call him, Joey B comes out and tells the president to shut up, man. I mean, I'm sorry. At that point, they would have to send the Secret Service to take me off of him.
Now, it was bad, man. And the thing is, and I get that too. The fact that, I mean, look, this is a man that has been just brutally attacked 24/7 for 4 years now. And I mean, everything about his family, his history, who he is, and no matter what he does, no matter. it's got to feel like a no-win situation every day. So I can't imagine that kind of just pattern that would have me frustrated every single day, and then walk into that environment and have, you know, the ridiculousness of the way Chris Wallace was asking his questions and whatnot, and then let alone Joe Bob. So I do give him some slack in terms of that. But on the other hand, I have seen the same guy handle those kind of situations so much better.
Yep.
Especially with the media doing the same kind of stuff to him day in and day out with press conferences. So I just expected better from him. And I have felt that same thing, like what you're describing, where you've been in those kind of debates either from the school board or something else, and same for me as a legislator. And I can remember when it felt like everybody was against me in the room, and the lies were being told, and I mean, just lie after lie after lie, and getting frustrated and losing my cool. I mean, I've been there too, and interrupting the other guy, doing things that weren't helping me. And frankly, I think interrupting the other guy sometimes is necessary and good. And like when he did his little interruptions on Hillary 4 years ago, they were great. Like, you know, because you'd be in jail, that was the best lineup of all the debates. But this time, it was just incessant, and it just got ridiculous. And the worst part was, from my perspective, you know, I'm just being blunt. I know we're on the air, but I'm just being blunt. So, I just think strategically, it messed the whole thing up, because Biden, whenever he was given a full 2 minutes to say something, he couldn't do it. He was stumbling all over himself. He sounded like the incoherent person that he is. But when Trump would interrupt him, he covered that up. He hid it. And it made it look like it was because Trump was interrupting him. And it actually gave Biden the chance to restart and get going again. So it really kept us from seeing Biden. And it made us see the worst of Trump. So I thought it was a bad night for the president. I thought it was a bad night for all three of them.
Yeah.
But I do think Biden came off looking a little better in terms of optics. But thankfully, nobody makes up their mind on these debates, and we need the brawler. So at least we got to see he's still a brawler.
No.
Still
when we come back,
fire,
though,
and that's what we need.
Were you? I was surprised. 60% approval from the Hispanic community after that debate.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina and Rick Green will be back in a few minutes.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GEO, 855-732-556. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get a clue. Seriously, you got, and don't get the clue off of Twitter, okay? Just don't do that. They are pounding on some of us. They are squelching our, you know, the information and the ability to get the message out. Do not depend on them to do that. That's why, I'll eat up a little of Rick's time here, but that's why it's so important for you guys. If I don't turn you on to this stuff, then find somebody who does. This is why it's so important to have terrestrial radio. It is so important for you to be able to support guys like me that are on what we refer to as terrestrial radio, AM, FM, because if you think that podcast is getting everybody, it's not. Right? My emails don't get to everybody. I have people that have signed up for emails. They say, I haven't got one in weeks, yet it goes out every week. Somebody sent me a copy, a screenshot, where they got an email from my site, and Google hazed it out and said, this email is from a site that has known spam. All right? You guys have to sign up to get an email from me. I don't just send it to people. I don't buy lists. I don't sell your list. So they are looking for ways to stop us, and they're doing it every single day. 855-REAL-GEO, 855-732-5563. Rick Green with the Patriot Academy. Rick, before we get rolling like we always do, would you please tell people about Patriot Academy, what you need, how they can support you, and that kind of thing?
Are you saying we get carried away, Joe? Is that what you're saying? We do. No, you're right. Thank you for that. Listen, patriotacademy.com is where everybody can get to all the different programs that we have. We do a Constitution Coach program where anyone can sign up as a Constitution Coach and be the catalyst for restoring our biblical and constitutional principles in their community. We give them all the materials, all the information, just like my filming tonight in Independence Hall, that will be available to them. So you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to know anything about this stuff. If you just want to be a better citizen, you want to learn about these things, then go to patriotacademy.com and become a Constitution Coach. We do youth leadership programs. training during the day. We think it's really important for people to know their rights and know how to defend their family. The Founding Fathers called it the first law of nature, and that is self-defense. So it's pretty broad, the different things we do, but it's all about restoring the Constitution. It's all about educating citizens and equipping them to preserve liberty.
And, you know, some of you I have met out and about, and I always love when I talk to you about minor things. I never go deep into stuff. And when we talk about the, when we talk about SCOTUS and the appointment of these judges, you all think they're automatic lifetime appointments. And, but yet you tell me, you know what the Constitution says. It does not say that a justice is appointed for life. Period. I mean, they can simply be removed for bad behavior, can't they, Rick?
They can, and they have been, and we should do it more often. You know, the founders, honestly, I think it was one of the mistakes of the founders. I think they, you know, because they had not experienced this type of a judiciary themselves, they couldn't imagine that the judiciary would ever become powerful. They saw it as the weakest branch. They told us that in their writings. And, you know, they certainly didn't think that people would stay on there for life. It literally says they're appointed for, quote, good behavior. And it's unfortunate that they stay 30, 40, 50 years. And I think you're going to start hearing the left say that now that they're about to see a conservative Supreme Court for potentially the next two or three decades. I think they will suddenly start saying what we've been saying for years, which is there ought to be a defined term for judges. This should not be for life. And it shouldn't be where, you know, one person getting appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court causes the nation to just go crazy. So we should de-emphasize the power of the court by getting them back into their proper constitutional jurisdiction.
Hey, listen, the Democrats are pushing for term limits on SCOTUS, and I am 1,000% behind them, but only after they put up their own term limits. What do you think?
I propose, absolutely. No, I mean, one of my big passion projects, if you will, is to have a limitation, a specific number of years for federal judges, and I'd be open to, you know, 10 years, 20 years. I think what I've heard is some of them are proposing 18 years. I'd be open to all of that. I think that's actually a good thing. I mean, obviously, it's hypocritical that they're now suddenly saying they're for that because, again, they see the fact that this is gonna not go their way for the next couple of decades. But I think as a principled constitutionalist, I will be consistent in my position and encourage others to do the same, that what is best for the country and best for the system, the structural pieces of the system, does not change depending on who's in power. And it's just a bad idea to put so much power in so few hands. Literally nine people. I mean, Joe, it's a dangerous deal to have five out of nine able to make law for our country. And it's just because they're outside their lane. They were never intended to make law. That's why Alexander Hamilton, you won't find this in the play or the musical, but Alexander Hamilton specifically said that the court was so weak, you could never have to fear your liberty being taken from the court if they stayed in their lane, if they only did judicial, if they never got over into the lawmaking of the legislature or the execution of the law of the executive branch. And unfortunately, they do all three now. They really have become the high priest of our nation, unfortunately, and that's got to change.
Well, I look at you and I were talking during the break, and I think the thing that shows how much they hate religion, how much they hate religious people, or even people that you know that have principles that they stick to, is the way they're coming after the God, I knew I was going to do this. The way they're coming after the new nominee, Amy.
Oh, Amy Coney Barrett. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the thing they're talking about? They're not talking about the fact that, I mean, this is a real problem for them. Here's a successful woman, seven kids, a diverse family, and she's successful, and they're going to come after her. The only thing they're going to be able to pound on is her religion. Oh, not be able to. They are pounding on her religion because all of a sudden, now they've got something that's bigger and greater than them, and that makes them very uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Oh, she's their worst nightmare. I mean, she represents so many things that are the best part of America, and the fact that she's a classy woman, that she's a mother of seven, that her family has adopted and shown love to people outside of their family. I mean, just all the things that she stands for, the fact that her religion actually matters to her, that she actually tries to live by what her religion teaches her, it's the antithesis of what they want to see, but it's everything that made America great in the first place. And it's encouraging. I mean, I don't know if you watched the press conference, but when Trump introduced her, and the first thing out of her mouth was, "I love America, and I love our United States Constitution." I mean, I teared up, man. I'm not kidding. It was powerful, and it was a statement to say, hey, America's under attack right now. We are literally on trial for our history, for who we are, And she's saying, listen, this is a great country, and our document, our Constitution is a great document. So I just think she's fantastic. I do think they're going to, I think it hurts them every time they attack her. It's not the same as even with Kavanaugh and the stuff they made up about him. They did that stuff to her. It's got to hurt them. She looks great. You look at her with her family, and you see those kids.
It's great stuff. And the petty stuff that they were coming out with, you know, why does her husband sit in the right seat? Well, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like to drive, and she does. Why did she adopt black kids? I don't. Maybe she had too many white kids. She wants a little color in the house. I don't. Why are these issues? And then she belongs to a cult because the portion of the Catholic Church she belongs to is charismatic. You know, they believe in tongues and healing and all kinds of other stuff. So that makes her part of a cult. And I'm going, boy, you guys have they have absolutely no respect for any religious belief. And yet, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, here's a Jewish woman who had to really fight against the same kind of things at some point. You'd think they'd have some respect for it. But this shows you it's not a double standard. It's fake outrage.
It also shows you that they are still, the Democrats are still the racist. They have always been the racist, and they are still the racist. Probably the best meme I've seen is with regard to Amy Coney Barrett was a picture of Confederate soldiers and said, the Democrats haven't been this bad since we freed their slaves. and they have always been the party of slavery, of racism from the very beginning, and they still are today. And the reason I say all that, Joe, is because of what you just said. The fact that they are criticizing her for adopting what they are calling black children. She just adopted children, right?
Yep.
I mean, because she saw them as kids, just like you and I see them as kids, they see them as, quote, black children. They always want to divide. They always want to tear us apart, and they love using race to do it, and they can't stand the fact that this is a family that is colorblind, that is doing exactly what MLK dreamed that we would do. I think it's a great moment in history that she is where she is, that he has nominated her. I think she's definitely going to end up on the bench, 48 years old, and just a brilliant woman that again, shows all the best of America.
And they were saying that she was parading her kids around. I started laughing. I have four kids. You have kids. We take them every place we go. Are you parading your kids around, Rick? Is that what you're doing?
They call parenthood parading your children around, right? Because I actually have my kids with me, because I want them to experience like the Barrett family.
Oh, God.
As the Barrett family, because right now as I'm talking to you, Joe, I'm on the right side of the car.
See, you're in the same problems as she is. All right, real quick, again, Patriot Academy. Some of you, by the way, we do have a 25th emailer. His name is Chris. I don't give out the full names just in case, and I'll get a hold of you later on. Chris, we'll get you a copy of this. You will love this. And I know he has kids because he's talked about them before. You gotta sit down and watch this with your kids, okay? And when Brad's talking, though, you can't have any liquid in your mouth. It's really bad. So, anyway, Rick, God bless you for what you're doing and what you continue to do. And I love the fact that your family's with you. And that's what America's about. We're about family. We're about freedom. We're about liberty. And we need to stay that way. We need to fight for that to keep it. So God bless you, Rick. Safe trip.
Hey, man. Appreciate you, brother. God bless you.
We'll see you next time. All right. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There is a lot going on up there. All right? Sign up for the emails. Sign up for the text messages. But do something. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.